Have y'all seen that show, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend? Yeah. Right? You know that show. It's a comedy. Because Crazy Ex-Boyfriends end in tragedy. They already have that show. It's called Law and Order SVU. But we're the crazy ones. Okay. Y'all know that saying, women are crazy, right? Clap if you think women are crazy. Good, you're scared, you should be. Were you clapping? Hear me out though. People are crazy, right? People are fucking crazy, y'all. Okay, yes, it is true, I will give it to you. Women are the type of crazy that will stalk your Facebook page and drive past your house at 3 o'clock in the morning and see if anyone else's car is there. But men are the type of crazy that shoot up a school. So that Facebook thing just seems quirky now, doesn't it? A school or a movie theater or a Planned Parenthood or a baseball field or a concert or a church or a synagogue. Is it too soon? Is it too soon? I could never plan that joke between the massacres. There was a shooting at the Comedy Store a while back. Did y'all know that? Yeah, there was a shooting at the Comedy Store. Okay, y'all, we can have a 0.001 earthquake 500 miles from Los Angeles. The next day, every one of my relatives in Georgia are calling me and texting me and making sure Bobby survived the San Francisco earthquake. Right? But shooting at a comedy club in Los Angeles? I'm sure Bobby's fine. No one checked on me. Not one person checked on me. What a sad commentary on my career. That no one checked on me. They're like, oh, is there bombing at Comedy Central? I'm sure Bobby's nowhere near there. She's going to be okay. When I first heard there was a shooting at a comedy club, obviously I was really scared and worried. But then when I found out it was at the Comedy Store, I was like, well, at least we know no female comics were hurt. I'm a big fan of the Me Too movement. Yes. Y'all, people are freaking out about the Me Too movement, mostly men. Mostly rapists. Freaking out about the Me Too movement. And have you seen these crazy headlines? How the Me Too movement is affecting dating. How the Me Too movement is affecting romance novels. How the Me Too movement is affecting traffic. It's like, God, y'all, calm down. Relax. Jeez, you're freaking out. I know y'all act like, I don't know, like every aspect of our entire society is predicated on sexual assault. Oh, yeah. Carry on. Did y'all hear that Bill Cosby is suing, or did sue, 7 of his 50 rape accusers for defamation? Yeah, because he wants to make it perfectly clear he only raped 43 women. You know, whenever someone famous rapes someone, or like 50 someones, and we actually get to find out about it, right? You always see these people go online every single time you could set your watch by them, these rape apologists. You always see them go online and they always say stupid shit like, when a woman gets drunk and fucks a guy and regrets it, she tells everybody it's rape. Okay, no, she doesn't. Okay, that is not happening. Okay, women, you already know this. Guys, take it from us, okay? When a woman gets drunk and fucks a guy and regrets it, she doesn't tell anybody. She doesn't tell anybody. She takes that shit to the grave. Right? I mean, maybe her best friend knows, depending on how disgusting the guy was. Right? She's not gonna call 911. Let's get it on the record. right? Let's get some DNA involved. You know, assuming she can afford to pay for her own rape kit and they ever actually process it. You know, if I had time to get my name dragged through the media every time I got drunk and fucked a guy I regretted, I wouldn't have had time to fuck guys I regret. That is a very time-consuming process. And you also see these people saying that the rape accusers are in it for the money. Yeah, rape victims are in it for the money. Okay, that's not a thing. That's not a real thing. Y'all, I've been around. I've seen some shit. I'm 51. That's like dead in LA years. You know, I have seen a lot of crazy shit in my life. I've never seen any kind of scenario even remotely similar to, "So, Mrs. Rockefeller, how did you make your fortune?" "Well, Bob, it's all old rape money. Built the family on false rape accusations. Rode that shit all the way to the bank. My mistake was getting raped by poor dudes. Maybe next time. Maybe next time."